Trudging through the bumpy, brush-covered grounds at the old Douglas City Cemetery, Ed Schoenfeld squints at a headstone. It's half protruding out of the ground, with fiddleheads popping up around it.
It's a headstone. For Fred Schuller, it says he was born in Germany in 1859 and died November 11th, 1906, at age 47 years. Rest in peace.
The headstone is one of many at the cemetery that has been unearthed in recent years thanks to the work of volunteer groups who spent their own time weeding, clearing brush, and cleaning gravestones. Without some sort of maintenance, much of the gravestones in this cemetery and others on Douglas would be lost in the growth of the forest.
Often this is choked with salmonberries and weeds, and you can't even see the depressions in the ground where people were buried and the ground is sort of settled.
Many groups and residents like Schoenfeld have advocated that the burden shouldn't be put on volunteers, and they want the city and borough of Juneau to take over ownership of the private cemeteries. But at an assembly committee meeting on Monday, city attorney Robert Palmer laid out the legal barriers the city could face if they tried to do that.
Many of the cemeteries have been a hot topic for assemblies of the past, and every time that we've touched it, we kind of run into the same hurdle of ownership.
The city says it's unclear who owns the land many of the cemeteries are on. And Palmer said it would likely require extensive work to find those owners, acquire the land, and then maintain it. An alternative idea is that instead, the city could financially support an organization that would be tasked with coordinating the maintenance of the cemeteries. At the committee meeting, members were split on what level of action the city should take on the issue. Assemblymember Alicia Hughes-Scandies said she doesn't think it should be the city's responsibility.
It's really more coming from a position of, I think we also have to figure out where the city should not be involved and where the city should not be all things. And for me, this is just one really where it's not the city's land. It's super time intensive, and I'll leave it there.
But others, like Greg Smith, said something should be done.
This issue actually has been kind of surprising, and in the amount of community support that has come out to say, we need help, this is history, this is treasured land with people that have been important to Juneau.
The assembly voted 5-2 in favor of the city putting out a request for organizations that might be interested. Schoenfeld, who was at the meeting on Monday, called it a good first step.
It's not the real solution, and I think it's just time, and this is me personally, not part of any group, for this city to step up to the plate and say, it is our responsibility. The remains in the cemetery are real people.
The request for interest will likely go out to the community in June or July. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.